There's a cluster of stories today that are ostensibly about history, but are actually about technology economics. The Stanford Memory Price Database, historical memory prices from 1960 through 2026, generated over 120 comments on HN, which tells you how much engineers love data visualized over long-time horizons. The numbers are genuinely striking. In 1960, 1 megabyte of RAM cost roughly $2 million in today's money. By 2000, that same megabyte cost less than a dollar. By 2026, you're looking at fractions of a cent. The compound decline rate sustained over 6 decades is around 40% per year.
What that data set reveals is the degree to which modern software's entire design philosophy is built on the assumption of continued memory price decline. Techniques that would have been absurd to propose in 1980. Loading an entire dataset into RAM for processing, maintaining enormous in-memory caches, running dozens of microservices each with their own memory allocation, became industry standard practices, not because of algorithmic breakthroughs, but because memory got cheap enough to make the trade-offs favorable. And the chart shows the decline is flattening. We're approaching physical limits in DRAM scaling. That has real implications for how future software architectures will need to be designed.
The New York Public Library Menu Collection is a genuinely delightful data project. The Batolf Collection contains roughly 5,000 menus from New York restaurants spanning 1880 to 1920. The pudding's visualization and analysis of this dataset shows price inflation, the evolution of cuisine categories, the rise and fall of specific dishes, and how restaurant dining as a cultural practice changed over 40 years. This is the kind of digital humanities work that HN tends to love, rigorous data analysis applied to cultural artifacts.
What struck me in the write-up is the price comparison analysis. A full dinner at a mid-range New York restaurant in 1885 cost about 35 cents. In inflation-adjusted 2026 dollars, that's somewhere around $12. A comparable meal today at a mid-range New York restaurant costs $60 to $80. That's a real terms price increase of 5 to 6 times, which tells you something about labor costs, real estate, regulatory overhead, and the overall economics of food service that you can't get from just looking at consumer price index data.
The Max Planck retraction story is fascinating and a little uncomfortable. A journal retroactively retracted 2 papers Planck published in the 1940s. Planck died in 1947. The retraction is related to issues around the circumstances under which the papers were published, the context being Nazi Germany, and questions about whether the research involved forced labor or was otherwise tainted by association with the regime. The HN community is divided. Some argue that scientific publication records should reflect historical reality, including the political context of publication. Others argue that retroactive retraction of an 80-year-old paper by a physicist who died in 1947 serves no corrective purpose and distorts the historical record.
The Deciphering Basmala post from Mark Dominus is a linguistic analysis of the Arabic phrase Bismillah al-Rahman al-Rahim, the opening of the Quran, meaning roughly, in the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Dominus is a computer scientist and recreational linguist, and he approaches the phrase from a morphological analysis perspective, breaking down the root structures and the specific grammatical forms. It's a lovely example of applying computational linguistics thinking to classical Arabic. And the HN comments add context from people who have deep religious or linguistic familiarity with the text.
Daisugi is the Japanese horticultural technique of growing new trees vertically from the base of an existing tree, essentially growing trees out of other trees, as the HN title puts it. The technique was developed in Kitayama, Japan, centuries ago, specifically because of land scarcity. You can harvest the vertical shoots while the base tree continues to grow, effectively multiplying timber yield per unit of land. The HN community is drawing parallels to software concepts like composability and code reuse, which may be a stretch, but the forestry practice itself is genuinely remarkable.
And the forgotten castles of the Garamantes, a pre-Islamic North African civilization that flourished in what is now southern Libya. The story surfaced a piece about recently documented architecture from the Garamantian kingdom, which built sophisticated irrigation systems and controlled trans-Saharan trade routes for nearly 1,000 years before declining around the 7th century CE. This is exactly the kind of obscure historical topic HN's audience loves. Genuinely interesting, underreported, and a reminder that the historical record has enormous gaps that archaeology is still filling in.
The Boeing 747 piece from the Atlantic rounds out this historical arc. The 747 entered service in 1970, fundamentally transformed commercial aviation by making long-haul international travel economically accessible to people who weren't wealthy, and is now entering its final operational phase as airlines retire the last airframes. The piece is an obituary of sorts, and the HN comments are full of engineers and frequent flyers sharing memories of the aircraft. From a business perspective, the 747 story is also a Boeing story. The company that bet its existence on a widebody jet in 1966 and won is now a very different company in 2026, and not in a way that reflects well on the decades of management decisions that followed.